Yigash Perek Mem Vav Vnei Shimon Yimuel V'yomin V'oihad V'yochin V'tzoichar V'sho'ul Ben Haknanis. The pasuk says the names of the sons of Shimon. Here we're quoting or listing all the names of Bnei Saba and Mitzrayim. Bnei Shimon, Yimuel, V'yomin, V'oihad, V'yochad, V'tzoichar, V'sho'u ben Haknanis. So Rashi says, who's this ben Haknanis? Rashi says, ben Dino, Shenivol al-Knani, Geshor Gershchem, Lo Yosef Dino Roitza, let's say that Shenishvol al-Shimon Shisa'ena. So I guess Kodim Ma'an Toyo, they married his sister. So Shimon swore, so that's why she was called Shaul ben Haknanis, with Ben Dina. But the Evan Ezra says something very interesting over here. Vo'ad, ki nishei ha-shvotim hoyu armiois, u-mitzriois, va-adumiois, u-mitzionios. The wives of all the shvotim were either armiois, Armenian, Mitzriyos, Arami, Mitzriyos, Egyptian, Adoimios, Edoim, Umidionios, and Midionios. The Hiskazulavado, so why Dafka over here, who he mentioned by Shimon, did we mention Ben Knanis? She's Ben HaKnanis. Why did Afghani even mention the Knanis? Ba'avosha she'osha Shimon she'loike ho'igin. Ra'kachas Knanis. He did not ho'igin. He did not properly by taking a Knanis. That's what the Torah mentioned it. Ba'alzeh adovi hiskir also, it's interesting. U'bnei Yehuda erva oinon v'sheilu v'fer v'zera v'yomas erva oinon pe'eretz Knan. They died in Eretz Knan. What is the whole message that they do? We're just listing the names of the children. So either we want to list who came down to Mitzrayim. So write who came down to Mitzrayim. What do we have to write? Yomas, Erev, Oni, Be'eretz, Mitzrayim, Kanan, Vayu, B'nei, Peretz, he had others who offspring. It's not okay what we're doing. Here we're listing how many people went down to Mitzrayim. What's the end of mentioning Erev, Oinon, and also mention that they died Be'eretz, Kanan, and Eretz, Kanan. So, Evan Ezra says, Pshat, that's why we mention also their death, because they also ben Haknanis. They also came from Canaan. Now, what's the point over here, Rabbi Isai? So, I always wanted to say this, that this is really the flip side of the coin of the shmuz that we once gave. In, if everybody remembers, at Sachi's house, we discussed it, gave the shmuz, but it's really a shmuz that we give. We've given before in the union of the Torah, the Torah's direction in life. The Torah understands the right, what's the MS, and we have to know that if we want to be matzlihila, we have to follow the Torah. Now we know how stark Avram was, He made a shvua with a kitas chayfetz to make sure Eliezer went to. He went to where? He went to his, back to the family. In Aram, then back to the family base as well, go look for a thing. But don't take anybody from Canaan. Don't take anybody from Canaan. He was very makbin on it. He was very, 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 very makbin on it. He spoke it out street clear to Eliezer. And then he said, and Eliezer even asked him, and let's say Ulai, the girl, doesn't want to go. No. That's not even a small, but he can't go back and take someone from Canaan. Now we know Ulai. Rashi tells over there back in that Parashat Chayesara that Eliezer had a daughter, and we gave that whole description. She went to the Beis Yaakov and everything, and Lemaisa, he didn't want it. He wanted this Ben Avodah Zarah for a daughter-in-law. Why? What was the chilk? We explained that from the Drash Haran. The Drash Haran explained that there's a difference between Deos and Midos. The people of Canaan, they, even though she was Eliezer's doing, he was Rosh Hashiva Eliezer. He was a Chashiv Rosh Hashiva. He was someone that passed over the Torah, Doilu Mashkin. He was called Damesik Eliezer. Damesik, Rashi says, Doilu Mashkin Mitarosa. He was somebody that gave over the Torah of Ramadino. And yet, And yet what? He could not be, his daughter couldn't be the wife for Yitzchak. Yet, who do you have to go to? The daughter of Bisula. What's so bad? So Rashi says why? Because Oru Knan is Oru, and he can't meet up with a Baruch. Right? Oru can't marry a Baruch. It's a Baruch. You're not going to marry a girl named Oru. Oru can't meet up with a Baruch. It's not positive in the past. But what's the Yisoyda Dvarim? But is that what's the Yisoyda Dvarim? The Yisoyda Dvarim is that Oru and Baruch can't jive together with Oru and a Baruch because. So the Pashup Shah is obviously they're Baruch, that's Oru. So they're two different, they're two opposites. But the Drush Shah, Rani's Masbrit, the Yisoyda Dvarim is that Amida is very hard to change. You have to work on it. Amida's, and that's what we're here for, working on Amida. But it's much harder to change than a person that has just chromadeus. Because chromadeus come from whatever, you read the wrong material, but someone has a bad meat, is a bad person, has a meter raw, if he doesn't uproot it, it's terrible. It can be passed on, and Avram realized, and Avram understood, and all the others understood, that Klal Yisrael have to be sholem in the meters. And therefore we need people, we need parents and grandparents and grandmothers, who are Balei Midos, exceptional Balei Midos. And therefore, if we're going to take someone who's an Orer, now, I want to be mad. So, what's the flip side of this coin? I think that's what the Torah is telling us over here. That's what the Eben Ezra means over here. The flip side of this coin is that what happened here is that we see what happens when someone does take a Knanis. Yehuda took a Knanis for a wife. Right? He took a Knanis for a wife. And what happened with Sefer Shaldava? He gave birth to Erva Oinon. What happened to these Erva Oinon? They were Rabbein Hashem. And if you understand what the Yisod of their Ra'anis was the fact that what? The Ra'anis in them was the fact that they were very, they were self-centered. They're self-centered, they cared about themselves. They're very selfish. That's the whole reason why they wasted their Zera. And the person was the waste of their Zera because they didn't want to have children, bring children to the world, because the first one heir, because you know, my servicial daughter, my wife's gonna get not gonna be as pretty as before, and I want to have the pleasure. Oh, but bring children to the world, you can do chesed, you can do unbelievable things. That's the purpose of bringing children to the world. That person should be able to do chesed. He didn't want any of that. The more important was his ability that his wife should remain beautiful. So his whole objective was self-centeredness. And that was the sort of Oina also. Oina was the next one. He said, oh, I'm going to marry her, but at the end of the day, I have to call the name of the kid after my brother. Vaitasel, he also died because of that. Therefore, he did the same Aveira because he didn't want to get her pregnant because he didn't want to, it wouldn't be called on his name, called on his brother's name. Again, the same story. So, we see that the Midah of Canaan, we saw that Canaan was somebody who we know was, the Gemara says that, Chazal tells us that in the Teva, you weren't allowed to have any relations in the Teva. The Teva was a time where Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to ask, they weren't allowed to have relations. And the reason it was that everybody had relations, there would be a little problem with room in the Teva. If all the animals, everybody, that's one of the reasons why. Hashem could have made it bigger, but also the world was, the Iker reason was the world was Shari B'Tzar at that time. At that time the world was in a matzav of destruction. The Tzar, destruction. It's not a time for you to be focused on your own self-pleasure. But there was somebody who had relations in the Teva. And we know who that was. His name was Ham. Ham, Jam, and Sam. Ham was, right? He was Mishamish in the Teva. Now, anybody know who came from Ham? Canaan came from that. Canaan is an offspring of Ham. Lamaisa, that midah went weiter, into the offspring. And this was the reason why Yaakov, why Avraham Avinu said, I'm here to bring chesed into the world, the midah of chesed. I'm here to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to emulate Hashem. Hashem made a world of chesed. My job, as a person that's emulating God, my job, as somebody who's bringing out Hashem's name in this world, is to show who God is, a benevolent, caring, giving God, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. not into yourself. You made it all about, Hashem made a world, the whole purpose of the world. He had him, was to give pleasure, to give not to human beings. So that's why Hashem made a world in the first place. So Avram, as a tachas of being the one who emulated, and he wanted to carry over to his offspring and his family, was to continue this legacy, Rabbi Yisrael. The legacy of what? Of giving, of chesed, of doing for other. Olam chesed yibaneh. Mimela, Kanaan, who was the antithesis of this. That's Orur Kanaan. Why is it Orur? Because the steer of Baruch, Avram is Baruch, because he's bringing bracha. The world is existing and bracha is coming to the world because that's the tachas of the world. Or is somebody who has the opposite of this self-centered, only to himself, what's good for me and I want to know for nobody else. The Mela came along this parasha by Yom HaZeh, according to Evan Ezra, and taught us the flip side of the coin. Why was the Erev Ono a nifta? And why Metzah Shol Ben Aknaz? The point being is, that we have to realize that this was a wrong that they did it by taking these women. So you say, okay, they took what's it? You see what comes out, Rabbi Yisrael. The service will tell what comes out, and they got rid of Hashem, got rid of them. And that's only because we see the flip side, Taka, what happens when you take a Knana, a woman who's a Knana? Because she, Taka, represents this Yisrael, but she's the antithesis of the whole Yisrael of Avraham Avinu. And that's why Rashi says by Rivka, when he saw that Eliezer said, that I'm going to make this whole shtick, this whole thing, that he didn't just go say, Hashem, whoever the first girl to come out, that's who I'm going to take for a wife. What did he say? The girl that I'm going to ask to give me a little bit of water. And then she's going to, I don't give it to me, she's going to give it to everybody else. She's going to just keep going back and back. Oy soy chachta. So Rashi, she's bal chesed roi hi lavoi la beis Avram. She's ready to come to the beis Avram. She's roi. But she shows a selflessness. She shows that she just wants to give. She's ready to just throw herself out for somebody else. That's Beis Avraham. That's the house that we want to build. That's the Ovis and Imois that we want to have. That the generations that will follow, that all the offspring that are going to come out from these great Ovis are going to exemplify these Midas. That's why that's our charge, of us in this world. Our charge is, what can we do for somebody else? How much we can help? How much we can be involved? That's our charge. That's what we have to be doing in this world, a person. The person has to always have that in his mind. What can I do to make somebody else's life better? What can I do to make somebody else's life more pleasurable? If you think about it very carefully, a person, when do we have a difficulty with it? The biggest difficulty we have it when our lives have to get involved. What do I gain from it? If I don't gain anything from it right away, it's not worth it. If I don't gain anything from it. That's the yisoid of everything. If I don't gain anything, I'm not gaining anything from it. Why should I do this thing? I don't gain anything from it. That's mamash or kanan, chas v'shalom. I live for me, myself, and I. It's only about myself. If I gain from it, if I have something from it, then I do it. If I don't have anything from it, that's the children of Avraham Avinu. If we want to be, if we want to carry the legacy, if we want to tap into that baruch, if we want to tap into that brecha, we have to understand that our job is to give and give and give and not worry about ourselves so much. We have to give and just show total chesed, selfless chesed, whatever we could do. That's also, Rabbi said, always being a yeshiva to run smoothly, Rabbi said. She would have a ruach. It has to be. You have to be involved. You have to give to others. You have to be selfless. If either everybody could be, you know, like the world preaches, every man for himself. Every man for himself. That's the world preaches. The Torah doesn't preach that. The Torah preaches olam chesed yibaneh. The world is built with chesed, and the more chesed that we do, the more we are doing the task that we came down to the world for a person. As Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote in his Gemara, a person was only Nivra in this world for what he could do for somebody else, how much he could do for somebody else. That's what we were created for. Nothing more, nothing less. The feeling of the life of a person, a person. The life of a person, where's the shlemus of a person's life? Having a wife, a person. What's having a wife? We know what everybody else is thinking here, but I'm not talking about that. What's having a wife? A wife is to give. is totally is to give every second of the time to give, and then what? You have children. Next, give more. Hashem makes it a bigger circle of have to give, have to support them, have to give to them, be doing for them, and then what? Grandchildren. Oh, another is 80. What do you buy us? So, you know, Zadie, oh, we can't wait to go to Zadie tonight. Hope he looks like Santa. You know? Zadie now. Oh, the great-grandfather. He gives out Hanukkah geld. It's about giving and giving and more giving. It's just how many you have to give to, right? I saw a picture of Chaim Kanievsky, of Chaim Shlita in, where did I see this picture? Saw it somewhere. Anyway, I'm just trying to think right now. But anyway, I saw Reb Chaim that once, what's it called? It was a two picture. Once every during the Hanukkah time, he gives out the Hanukkah gel one night every week with the Rebbetzin. Oh, it was in the Rebbetzin. It was in Rebbetzin, the Kanievsky's book that he put out from Archibald. So they had a picture of that every year on Hanukkah one night, all the children used to come. And Reb Chaim had like I saw the picture. He had a box, and they wrote about it also. And he would give out, and then there's like a picture of like a 1-year-old kid. His father, you know, he stuck out his hand like they were laughing. I was a little kid. But Reb Chaim stood there with a whole box of Hanukkah gel, and giving every kid and every grandchild. You know, that's Zaydi, you know, go to Zaydi, he gives out money. Zaydi is about giving. Now you have to give away the grand. Worry about the grandchildren. Most, you know, a real Zaydi worries about how his grandson's doing. That's a Zaydi. According to the Chazak, the halacha is that a grandfather has to be doing. The halacha of limudat Torah is not only for your son, you have to teach your grandson Torah also. You have to keep going, teaching, vayta, teaching. You have children, you have to teach them, you have to give over. Everything's about giving, Rabbi said. The whole Tzur Zachayim, Rabbi said. If you look at it, the Tzur Zachayim, it's about giving. Unbelievable, Rabbi said. That's the Tzur Zachayim. And the world doesn't understand that, but that's what it's about. And that's why there are problems in marriage. That's the problems with children. Because they don't understand the person only thinks about himself. So he's going to have a problem. He's not going to be able to relate to his family, his wife, he's not going to be able to relate to his kids. Because he has to, you know, I have to get what I get, and it's too tough luck on you. And the wife feels bad, and he doesn't realize his whole tafkid is to give, her tafkid is to give to the husband what he needs. But his tafkid is to mechabit the wife and to give orgy to us. And if a person doesn't go into marriage understanding that, he's lost the tafkid of marriage. It's not the tafkid, that's the tafkid. You see from the Ksuba Rabbi Yisrael, the contract, the Jewish contract, you look through the contract of Rabbi Yisrael. It's all, if I know Eflach, the Farnes, I will support and take care of you, and do this, and do that. That's what it's all about. People think, oh, the Ksuba, it's so nice. Ooh, I'm getting a Ksuba with the special artistic Ksuba written by some artist from Sfat, in the art gallery in Sfat. It's a beautiful, hand-painted Ksuba. Guys, you know what the Ksuba is about. I can't wait to see it with my name, my father's name. Saying that you hired $50 million. Oh, I can't wait. It should be scribbled, you know, very, very beautiful. I'm going to hang in the living room. Like, they give you a little, oh, there's my Ksuba. Like, he's so happy. It says you hired to the woman $50 million. Like, oh, I didn't know that. You have to know it's a chichiva. The Ksuba is all about your chichiva. If anyone, the Baal would hide it somewhere. He's like, you know, guys, the guy has a big song. He's big. Can you imagine? The guy has in the middle of his living room. I owe Shmuel Belkshi $50 million. It's really the thing, everybody walks in, oh wow, this guy's, his mom is a pauper, he owes everybody money. And here the guy, oh, Rebbe, do you see my ksuba? Look how nice it looks. Here it says that you're chayv, 1,000, oh, it says the ksuba. Everybody's so excited about the ksuba. The ksuba is a contract, Rabbi Yisrael. It's always a contract, and the contract's mechayv the husband to take care, to support, to make financial support, all types of support, emotional support, and physical, everything. He has to support his wife totally. That's what it's all about. It's a chayiv on the husband. Don't get so excited about the ksuba next time, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to have one. Don't get it, will be, oh, you know, artistic ksuba. I want my ksuba hanging in my living room. I want everybody to know how much I'm chayiv to my wife. That's the yisoid of life, Rabbi Yisrael. And a person understands that, he's tapped into what he's doing in this world. And if he doesn't understand that, if he thinks he's living for himself, he's a goner, Rabbi Yisrael. He'll never be happy. He'll live a life just an upset person because the shot is that he's not getting what he needs, and he's going to be upset, I'm not getting what I need, and he's not living for the people, for somebody else. And that's the tafkid of the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. So the more sooner we learn it, the better we learn. We understand it, we tap in to a Jevaldik Koyach, and we understand what we're doing, that's what we're looking for when we get married also, the same type of person who wants to be in the same type of way, that we're going to be a family that's just giving and giving and giving. Chas v'shalom, we should stay away from that other side of the flip corner, but somebody who's self-centered into himself, so we should don't, we see it happen. To tap into that resource that's part of our DNA, Rabbi said. Tap into the resource of DNA that's part of our DNA. DNA is Olam Chesed Yibonah.